The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello. Hi. Take a seat. Nice to meet you. My name is Sophie Michelle. I believe that you are one of our main roles. You are. Well, congratulations. I do have a little bit of a briefing here. Okay, so you will be doing a little bit of a party scene today. Yeah, so I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna go for a little bit of a glam, smoky eye. How do you like the sound of that? Good, okay. I think that as for your hair, I think that your hair is fine. I will nip you into the hairstylist after we're done here, just so that they can sign off on everything, make sure that they're happy, but yeah, let's just focus on your makeup for now. Okay, great, alright. Let me just... Have you got any makeup on already? A little bit, okay. No problem. Let me just... take that off. I've just got a little cotton pad here, and I'm just going to use some micellar water and just try and take that makeup off. Okay? Alright, so just give this a little bit of a shake. Have you been acting for? Oh, okay. So you got a lead role quite quick then. Lucky you, hey? Doesn't happen for all, does it? No. Well, I'm sure you must be very talented and very capable. Okay, I think that should be about there. Let me just pop that back there for a moment. Okay, I think that you're going to be on shoot for a good 5-6 hours, so we really do need to kind of make sure that this makeup stays on. So let me see if I've just got a serum that we can pop on. This is just a hyaluronic acid firming facial serum. It will just kind of help to protect your skin underneath all of that makeup. Our skin is very, very, very sensitive and prone to drying out when we wear a lot of makeup for a very long time, so this may help. Your face. Lovely. Okay, right. So now we've got that serum on. I'm gonna now pop a face cream on just to again build up a little bit of a barrier for you. Also, the face cream will assist with the primer that I'm gonna pop on in a minute. It'll just help your skin to kind of like stay really nice and clear. Give me a really nice soft makeup on too. Okay. So I'm going to be using this Avant Hyaluronic illuminating day cream, seeing as we are recording during the day, and it can be a little bit heavy to put night cream on before makeup, so pop a little bit on behind on the back of my hand here. You can see it's a lovely blue colour. Okay, then we're just gonna brush, pop it on the brush. Trying to get a really even layer. A little bit more on your nose. Good, and then just get that last bit of moisturizer up. Spread that down your neck. Just any excess that we have. Okay, good. Great. Pump that brush away. I'll just give that a wipe with that. Towel for now. There we are. This is the Bare Minerals Prime Time Foundation Primer. I always open this one thinking it's going to be a spray, but it's not. It's a little pump. So again, I'll pop this just on the back of my hand like that. There we go. But this time, I'm just going to be dabbing it onto your face, okay? We went a bit overboard with the primer on the back of my hand. I don't think I need it as much. Never mind. Right, we're getting there. Just on the nose. Good. A little bit of a waste. I just take a drink?
Thanks.
I get really dehydrated really quickly with all of the lights. It gets very, very warm. Okay, right, so let's get a foundation on you. Now, do you prefer your foundation to be more heavy or medium coverage? I can't do light coverage, unfortunately, because the way that the cameras work, especially with the very, very bright lighting, it will simply not see through it, but won't be thick enough to kind of give you that nice even skin tone. Yeah, the cameras can be very, very unforgiving and really, really point out all of your flaws, so you need to build out a little bit of a base. That doesn't mean, of course, that you have any flaws. I mean, you're beautiful, but it's just common practice. So we'll go medium. The foundation for you earlier, just so that we could call a match, but I think that I'm pretty spot on with this one. Let me just, yeah, okay, great. Okay, so we're going to be using this Smashbox Studio Skin. And again, this is hydrating, which is, again, very, very important. But, we are basically going to try and not build up too much, but just enough to base to kind of build upon. Of course, we're going to accentuate all of your natural features, so we're going to do a little bit of contouring and highlighting. And yeah, of course, you know, you will be in a like party club setting, so people tend to wear heavy makeup. Yeah. I can understand that a lot of the time, if you're acting, that, you know, if you're playing a different character that's very different to yourself, I can imagine that it might be a bit difficult to kind of go against what you would naturally want to look like. Don't worry, you're in safe hands. Okay. I have got you a new blending sponge. I do also have blending brushes if you prefer brush. No problem. Pop that back for now. Okay, so we'll be using this brush. This is the Sigma 3D HD Max Kabuki brush. It's very, very good for getting into the contours of the face. You can see it's very, very, very angled brush here. But very soft. Okay, so we've popped some foundation. I'm just going to pick up that foundation with my brush. Onto your face. Okay. do. Just pull that brush back. Okay. Can I just use this just to remove that bit of makeup from the back of my hand? Okay. Right. So, just do a little bit of concealer just to brighten up your eyes. This bag here. Where are we, concealer? It's got to be in here somewhere. Let's have a look. So, we will probably just get a slightly smaller brush to just do this concealer, but we'll just pop some on here. Okay. This is the Revolution Pro Full Cover Camouflage Concealer, and I swear, this is the best concealer you will ever, ever try in your life. Really good without making anything cakey, but at the same time it's very, very thick and camouflaging, but it doesn't dry, it kind of just stays moist on your skin, which kind of gives you that dewy complexion. First, pop it underneath your eyes. Okay. Good. Drag that down just slightly, just towards the crease of your nose as well. Okay. And I'm just going to get a few little marks around your chin area. I'll do nicely. Don't worry, by the way, I will wash all of these brushes before the next person comes in. We don't use the same brushes, obviously, for hygiene reasons. Okay, so let's have a look. So we've got your base and your foundation and concealer. Let's move on now to contouring first, if that's okay. We'll do the eyes last. Okay. Okay. contour, we have this sleek palette here, which has a bronze highlight and blush, but we're just going to be using the bronze colour today with this little angled brush. We're going to contour your cheeks, okay? So just stay still for me. So I'm just going to start in circular motions in the hollows of your cheekbones, right by your ear. And then just very lightly sweep it downwards and then use the clean side of the brush to puff it up. Lovely, okay. And the other side. Hollow of your cheekbone by your ear, puffing that colour in and swooping it down slightly. Okay, and then flipping it over, and we'll use the clean side just to clean off any harsh edges. Lovely. Okay, I'm just going to do a little bit of extra. Get a little brush and I'm just going to do a very, very faint contour on your nose, okay? And all that's going to do is just again make the face look a little bit more angular, okay? So I've just got this fan brush and I'm going to very, very lightly dust, okay? So just going to go down the bridge of your nose. Shadow rather than a line. Okay. And then the other side, creating that line here. Okay. And then we're just going to feather that out again.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Elongate the look of your nose slightly, and then we're going to just bring the bottom of your nose upwards by putting a dark colour there, so it's just going to turn your nose up a little bit, quite literally. Okay, alright, just pop that colour right there. Alright, so let's move on to blusher. So okay, so for neutral blusher, we're going to use this Revolution palette here. And this is a highlighter palette, but we have one of these colours. You'll see this one here. It's almost like a rose gold blushy highlight. So we're going to kind of do a bit of a two-in-one. I'm going to do the blush and highlight as one swooping colour on the cheekbone. Okay. Let's grab my highlighter brush. Okay. I'm going to swoop that on your cheek here. Good. And then your other cheek. A little bit on the tip of your nose and your cupid's bow, and then just swoop underneath your eyebrow. Swoop. Great. Okay. So let's quickly move on to eyebrows. For your eyebrows, I'm just wanting to fill them very, very slightly, okay? So we're going to be using this eyebrow pencil here, which has a little built-in brush on the end. So for me, I'm just going to fill them very, very slightly, okay? Good, and then I'm just going to brush that colour through. Complex. Alright, so let's move on to your eyes. Now we are going to be doing quite a heavy makeup look, so I have the perfect palette in mind. So we're going to be using the Sigma Enchanted palette. Look how beautifully shiny and holographic it is. And we've got some pretty impressive shimmery colours. Which is my favourite. Loam, Terra, home will create a lovely look using this. So I think we will go, yeah, we'll just go for a really kind of moody but iridescent smoky eye. With this small flat brush, and I'm just going to be taking this colour, Innocent. Yeah. I'm just going to first pack this colour onto your lid, okay? Good, and then the other lid. And we are going to go into the crease with loam. Okay. And then just buff that out a little bit. I could almost just leave it there, but we want something a bit special, so we'll go in with Terra next. We'll just further blend that out through that crease that we've just created, just pushing that kind of upwards almost, using the same brush just so those colours blend a little bit. I'm going to go in with our darkest colour. We're going to mix Claystone with Wicked. Okay. We're going to bring that in the inner corner of the lid. Just to really darken it up. Alright, and then we'll finish that off by coming in with, let's go with Budding, this colour, this really gorgeous rosy colour. Okay, so we're going to go in with this colour here. Going to now press that into the lid to really make that eye look nice and shimmery, okay? So, You look really great.
Okay, so... just get that excess off my finger.
So I'm assuming that we'll be going for a dramatic false lash. Seeing as it is a club.
So let's get a winged eyeliner on there first, and then we'll pick
a falsie, okay?
Okay, so got a brand new eyeliner.
I do hate that when they put a sticker right over where you're supposed to open the blooming thing. Here is the liner. You'll see that it is like a little dip kind of liner, so I'll show you quickly what we can do. You can see here that I've created this line. We can create them thicker, like so, or very, very thin. Okay, so I think we're going to do quite a thick at the base. Thin wing at the end. Kind of create that tall eye shape. Okay, so start with this eye here. Just get a little bit closer actually, so I can concentrate. Yeah, so today we'll be using these lashes here. Let me make sure you can see them. Quite lovely, aren't they? They're quite large ones, but definitely not the largest that we have. I'll show you currently the biggest ones that we have. Are these luxury mink lashes here? These are quite excessive by comparison, as you can see. So I don't think we'll go that heavy, just because I'm concerned that will maybe hood your eyes a little bit, maybe not show off the wonderful makeup that we've just done, and it also darken your eyes a little bit too much, and then maybe stop the camera from picking up the emotions in your eyes. So we'll just go for these today. Okay, so let's open these up. Okay,
one. These are the Bare Necessity lashes. They're actually the ones I have on right now. They're just full enough to mimic eyelash extensions, but again, not so thick that they overwhelm the face. I think that they're still very everyday wearable. Okay, so I'm just going to take one off. Pop it against your face. Okay. Okay. There we go. And I'm just going to see, measurement wise, if we need a dermatol. You do have rather large eyes, so I think that that will actually be okay. Great. Let me just pop that back for a second. And I'll just find us some eyelash glue. Slash again. I'm just going to apply a really thin layer of the glue to the lash again. There we go. Alright, so you've got that glue on there. So I'm going to first place the eyelash where I'd like it to go, and then I've just got some tweezers here just to tweak them a little bit, okay? Alright, so let's just pop this on to here. Okay, there we go. Just quickly grab the tweezers and I'm just going to... on at the corners, that usually is the place where they never ever want to stick. Okay, there we go. Never want to faff about with them too much, otherwise they will never ever stick. Okay, we'll move on to the other one. Need any more glue because I just dropped it on the floor. Okay. So again, stink still for me.
places again, we'll just realign that a bit, yeah. Go, Alania. Okay. There we go, looking lovely. Last thing, I think. We'll leave this on for the 10 minutes that you are in there with your hairdresser. And then I'll come and just buff it off before you go on set. Perfect. Okay. Just pop a lid on that. Okay. Yep, and then all we've got left now. Got lots of powder all over my dress. All that's left is a lipstick, so that I'm thinking, and then you can decide what you like best. Okay. So here are the ones that I've been thinking about. The first we have is a Bourjois velvet, really dark, deep red colour. Then we have this Huda Beauty lip strobe. It's got kind of like a pearlescent. Shiny. Then we also have this, what's called Muddy Rose colour here. Or we have more of a brown colour. This one is called Cinnamon. Well, finally, if you're feeling a little bit brave, we have, it's called Scarlet B, which is this colour, which is like a very, very bright orange. So, which one do you prefer? The bright orange. Very brave. So let's pop this one on, and then we'll take this one down to set with you as well, okay? Rub them together. Good. Just tidy that up there. Okay, there we go. So we are all done. How are you feeling? Excited. Good. Okay. Alright, well, if you just want to pop next door, we'll just make sure that your hair is okay for set, and then I'll come and see you in about 10 minutes and we'll set off that baking and we'll maybe touch up the lipstick if we need to, okay? Please don't worry, I will be on set the entire time, so in between takes I'll be coming and just fixing things up a bit, okay? Alright, well, I will see you in a little bit. Alright, best of luck.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.